Chapter 18.
"This is strange,"
Shum said to Hoven. His stone-faced countenance was sad. He held a pixelin no bigger than a doll in his hands. The pixelin, a small winged figurine of a man, breathed no more. Its once vibrant body was now stiff and lifeless and tragic. Nodding, Hoven slid a hunting knife from his belt and began carving in a tree. The pair had trekked into the foothills south of the Shale Hills, stopping only to rest the horses. The roamers, horse and elf, required little sleep at all, but Hoven yawned.
"Brother, are you not well?"
Shum said, tucking the pixelin under his arm. Hoven dug his blade deeper into the knot in the tree.
"This land is cursed. See how this tree bleeds."
Black sap seeped from the knot and down the bark of the tree. There were brown, moldy spots all over it. Hoven put a dab of sticky sap on his finger. His face turned sour and he spat.
"The soil is tainted, and the waters."
Shum removed a small shovel from his horse and tossed it to Hoven.
"We need to bury him."
"Here? In this unhealthy ground?"
The fertility of the forest ebbed. The colorful leaves dried up and fell out of season. The bark of the trees was peeling, and fallen branches were scattered on the ground. Chipmunks, moles, and such lay dead in their tracks. Predators such as foxes didn't eat them. Not even vultures did. Shum's skin crawled. Unseen forces lurked all about.
"We'll find another spot where the ground is more fertile."
The roamers winded through the woodland, passing through bountiful spots and others dreary and gray. The wildwood divided. Some groves thrived, while others moaned for light. Dark undergrowth and weeds overwhelmed it. Shum didn't remember such places from the last dragon war, but he did remember the devastation. Forest and city burned with fire, desolated. What he saw now was different.
"Here,"
Hoven said, dipping his shovel into the soft earth. It was a nice clearing under the sun, a couple dozen yards from the glass surface of a pond.
This spot is better than most I've seen. It should give it a chance."
Hoven put his back into it, long sinewy arms scooping out heaps of dirt, braided hair dangling down over his ample shoulders. Shum brushed his thumb over the pixelin's face. The little person was a creature of earthen magic. Sometimes the soil could revive them. He'd witnessed it before, but that was with other pixelins handling the burial. There were no pixelins now, just a still, quiet forest, where nothing breathed but them. A horse nickered and headed for the pond. Shum craned his neck and swallowed. The cool waters of the pond looked refreshing. Hoven stopped his digging, and eyeing him, he lowered the small body into the small but deep grave. Kneeling, he followed with a few elvish words. The wind stirred. Shum nodded, and Hoven began refilling the grave. Nearby, a horse whinnied.
"I'll fill the canteens,"
Shum said, making his way towards the pond. The horses' necks were bent towards the water, but they did not drink. Their hooves became restless on the soft ground. Shum's hands fell to his swords. He let out a sharp whistle. A dragon's head surfaced and struck. Its great jaws clamped down on Shum's horse's neck. A second dragon burst from the water and latched onto the other horse. The roamer steeds whined and bucked.
"No!"
Shum cried, rushing for the water's edge. He struck into the dragon's neck, an oily beast coated in slime and muck. The blade bit, but not deep. and its jaws crunched farther downward.
Halvan!
He struck again and again. The dragon's neck raised, lifting the horses higher, and the full body of the dragon began to emerge from the waters. It towered over elf and horse, two serpentine necks attached to a large, four-legged body coated in mud and scales. Shum slid his spear out from behind the horse's pack and twirled it three times over. It lengthened from 2 feet to 8. He waded into the waters and plunged the spear into the beast's belly. It sank in. The dragon heads roared. Both horses fell to the ground in a heap. The dragon struck at him. Spear in one hand, sword in the other, Shum parried the assault with fury. Hovind emerged and chopped vigorously at the other dragon's head. Both elven blades chipped away through the scales and into the bones. The wingless, hornless dragon beast sunk deeper into the waters. Its striking heads collided with razor-sharp steel.
Don't let him get away!
Shum yelled. He rammed the spear up through the bottom of its jaw, piercing the gray matter in its head. The second head let out an ear-splitting howl. Hovind cut it deep through the throat and neck. The dragon sunk back into the pond, and waters began to bubble over his dying bulk. Shum and Hovind rushed out of the waters to the sides of their gravely wounded mounts.
No, no, no,
Shum cried. He laid his bare hands on his beast and recited mystic prayers in Elvish. But it was too late.